John, John, Brennan, Brennan. Born 7/12/35. 1220, 89-year-old gentleman, originally from Bronx, New York, married 67 years to his wife. They have 6 children. He was an insurance person, salesperson. He never have smoked, never have drank. 6 years ago, was diagnosed with colon cancer, had colon surgery, subsequent colostomy, never had it reversed, and had a recurrence recently that he's undergoing treatment for with biologics at this time. He has a PET scan every 3 to 6 months, which has shown no evidence of metastasis into the lungs, bones, or any other areas except for the colon and mesenteric lymph nodes, period. Any paragraph? Next PET scan is scheduled for January the 10th. Allergy, none. Family history, dad died of lung cancer, mom died of colon cancer. Surgery, the only surgery he's had is colonoscopy and colostomy for his colon cancer. He's also has had hernia surgery and has the surgeries have failed and has large hernias present. Vaccination for pneumonia, flu, and COVID are up to date. Review of system, he's lost over 20 pounds, he uses a walker, his CEA is actually responding to treatment, has decreased appetite, chronic diarrhea, his pain is okay, he has trouble sleeping, and he has growing pain due to hernia that he's had for some time. As far as help is concerned, he doesn't have much help at this time. His kids, some live here, some in Austin, some in Atlanta. He has 16 grandkids. But his wife, who's also elderly and has multiple medical problems, is the one that takes care of him. Period. His medication includes folic acid, 1 milligram a day, atorvastatin, 80 milligram a day, baclofen, 10 milligram as needed, FRUZAGLA, 5 milligram a day, that's a biologic. Flomax 0.4 once a day, Proscar 5 milligram a day, Tramadol PRN, Synthroid 135 milligram once a day, Procardia 30 XL once a day, Clonidine 0.1 once a day. On exam, his blood pressure is 156 over 79, his blood sugar is 130, his O2 sats. Ninety-eight with a pulse of 87. Heart positive, swarm positive versus 2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Numerous large hernias present. Abdominal, ventral, and growing bilaterally. No evidence of obstruction. They all are reducible. Pretty much. Low extremity shows thinning of the muscle wasting. No edema. Neurological non-focal. Skin shows no rash. Assessment here, we have an 89-year-old gentleman with recurrent colon cancer. He's in need of palliative care while he's undergoing biologics and chemotherapy treatment at this time, period. In the paragraph, he could definitely benefit from physical therapy, OT, nursing evaluation regarding numerous medications he's on, nurse's aides, to help aid, shower, and help with colostomy bag, period. New paragraph, hypertension controlled. New paragraph, history of diabetes, blood sugar is 130, not taking any medication. Next number is colon cancer. Next number is next PET scan is scheduled, 1/10/2025. Next number, his CEA has actually been dropping. Next number is hyperlipidemia. Next number is pain controlled with tramadol. Next number is hypothyroidism. Next number is TSH recently checked within normal limits. Next number is BPH on Flomax. Next number requires both Procardia and Clonidine to control his blood pressure. Next number is on baclofen as well to help with chronic pain. Next number, keep patient as comfortable as possible at this time with the help of palliative care. Next number, recent blood test shows a creatinine of 1.46. total protein of 5.5, albumin of 3.5. Next number, diabetes. Next number, he's no longer taking insulin. Next number, coronary artery disease. Next number is history of atrial fibrillation, stable. Rate controlled. On the heart, put down regular positive SM positives too with few ectopics. Next number is HNH is stable at 13 and 42. Next number is white count 7.3. Next number of findings discussed with patient and wife before leaving their residence. Thank you.